Well, from today's first reading and today's gospel reading, Jesus returns to moves to Capernaum in Galilee in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. Those are two of the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Those are the tribes that settled in the northern part of Israel. So it's named after those two tribes. But it also says here, Galilee of the Gentiles, because Galilee was a region of a lot of mixed people. While Judea was practically all Jewish, Galilee had a lot of Gentile people in it. In fact, a lot of the descendants of the armies of Alexander the Great settled there. They were given property there in payment for their service to Alexander the Great. And so many generations have been living there. You know, so it was an area of mixed Jewish and non-Jewish peoples. And these peoples began to hear about this Jesus. They heard about him as a great preacher. They also heard about him as a great healer. So people would come from around the area. They would come to visit him. They'd come riding their donkeys or mules or camels or and ox carts. And if they had a lot of money and owned a horse, they'd come riding, and some people just walked. But they would come to hear Jesus speak. And if they were ill of any kind, they'd ask Jesus for a healing. Then after they heard what Jesus had to say and maybe got healed or had their relation healed, then they would turn around and go home. And I thought about that image, an image that's painted many different times in the scriptures with the crowds coming to see Jesus. And I realized that, you know, we have an awful lot in common with those folks. I mean, think about it. You got up today, and despite the bad weather, you decided to come, you know, to hear Jesus. And you did hear Jesus. You heard the gospel. When you hear the gospel, you hear the voice of God. Now, fortunately, you came driving cars, because it'd be bad. It's tough enough to keep the snow off the parking lot than to worry about what the donkeys and the mules and the camels would leave. But you came. You also came to see Jesus. And you do see Jesus. You see Jesus at every Mass when the body of Christ is raised to you in the middle of the Eucharistic prayer. But you have it better than that crowd. You have it better than that crowd because that crowd, when they left, maybe healed and maybe inspired by God's holy word, they didn't fully understand everything. They didn't know if they'd see Jesus again. They might have contemplated the words he thought, and maybe later on, years from now, after the resurrection of Pentecost, maybe some of them, you know, were baptized and became true believers. We don't know. But all of you have something that they don't have. You will receive, not just see Jesus, you will receive him personally in the Eucharist. And unlike those folks who left to go home wondering what it all meant, you don't leave alone. You leave because Jesus Christ is within you because you received him in the Eucharist. The transforming of God himself, the very person of Christ, is within you. So that when you go home, you not only hear his voice in the Gospels, you've received him personally and take it back to your home. And he will be with you always until the end times.